Jack and Myers, Burton, and Williams. So we're in fine shape, Mr. Chairman.
And so is the Committee on Budget and Appropriations. So we call this committee to order. Jointly with housing, we'll move right into that joint venture. Chairman Burton would have the lead on the business of this morning.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The purpose of this meeting is to clear up any lingering ambiguities in the matter of the Muse at Baldwin Place. We have the administration represented in from the planning department. If you would join us, please. I see Norma is here. And that's usually sufficient, but you never know.
Suzanne is here as well.
Yeah, thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Get it out the window. Good. You would speak for yourself, Ms. Drummond?
Sure. I'm Norma Drummond, Deputy Commissioner of Planning, and Suzanne Marino, Program Administrator from the Department of Planning as well. At last week's meeting, there were a couple things that the board had requested that we then sent to you during the subsequent days following the meeting. So we were here just to clear up, make sure if there were any other outstanding issues that you were looking for direction on.
Thank you very much, Mr. Jenkins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. All right, there's two different items, and after the lengthy discussion that you all had last week in budget appropriations and housing and planning on this particular item, we did say that we were holding up for two specific items. One is to hear from the monitor, which we have heard from the monitor on this particular item, which indicated that this particular project was excluded from the initial implementation plan, the housing stipulation order, and there was no hold on the utilization of housing implementation funds or new homes and land acquisition funds on this particular project. And he actually didn't even say it on this particular project. He just said there was no holds on any particular dollars on this. We did, after that particular point in time, receive from the county executive a capital budget amendment for this particular project. There's two things, Mr. Chairman. I would do is I would first ask that we are substituting our document, and although there is still question on whether or not that needs to be done, the county attorney did opine, but we did send him additional information from bond counsel, and we are waiting for that information from bond counsel. However, we will not hold up, and I would not suggest that we hold up this particular item as we go through the deliberations on whether or not it's actually a capital budget amendment. As you know, many members feel that it's not. So at this particular time, I would swap those particular documents.
Let's get precise. What is the document that you were asking swap?
We're just going to do the entire package. In this way, we're not going to have any concerns about it. There is a package from March 30th from the county executive.
Dated March 30th by hand.
By hand, and that is it is signed from the county executive on March 30th. And this is basically a complete package for the Muse project.
Okay. Members, do you have this?
Yes,
this is what
sir.
We're voting on, right?
Yes.
Okay. Ms. Drummond, are you in agreement that we have the complete and appropriate package?
Yes.
It's all tied up with a nice ribbon.
Yes.
There's no ribbon. There's no ribbon, but it is tied up as a package. And again, Mr. Chairman,
metaphorical ribbon, if ever there was one.
And just again for clarity, again for the committee's purpose, certainly we appreciate having gone through the due diligence and had the discussion in depth with the planning department and questions asked and raised to move forward on this particular item. With that said, Mr. Chairman, I would so move for all committees on that.
Well, we have a moment.
We'll get to that. First, we'll accept any comments by members of the committees in either case.
Did you make
Mr. Rogowski speak now, or if you ever
heard
the piece?
Let me make sure I understand.
We could, but
The monitors. Letter. His position that it's excluded from the stipulation was because this project had partial preliminary financing.
Yeah.
Well, so given this, why The stipulation was pretty clear, as I recall.
Oh, sure.
Projects that had some financing would be excluded.
Right.
So why was it such a big issue? It was pretty easy for the monitor to just read the stipulation, see that there was preliminary, you know, assuming he's right, which I think he is right, there was some preliminary financing approvals. So why was it such a...
The short answer is some of us were kind of hoping. And we were of a belief in the power of prayer. Well, it turns out the power of prayer didn't carry the day. So we're done. So it's over.
All right. Well, with all due respect, this is important stuff.
Right.
And sometimes the power of hope, you know, shouldn't necessarily come into play when things are obvious on its face. And we're sitting around, the monitor looks at this, you know, we got to be big boys and girls around here. We're going out into the world. He writes back to us, so you know, we're lucky he didn't say, can't you guys or gals, read? So all I'm saying is...
I wouldn't have even taken that as a personal review.
I just want to make sure
There was mass yesterday, okay. And we had...
Just want to make sure I was reading it right.
And it's still the last 2 days of Passover. There's still a little bit of work left to do.
I'm straining. I'm waiting for that bagel. Just for the record, as the county executive states in his letter, we do not have to debate it today, but I think it will be an issue for some of our colleagues. The county executive is, at least his office expressly reserves the right not to propose capital budget amendments in the future utilizing funding outside the stipulation. That is a major policy issue. The county exec is reserving his right. That's his right to do that, putting us on notice. Mm-hmm. And I guess not today, but at some point in the future, this should be a policy issue for us to discuss.
I think you're right. Not now. Thank you, Mr.
Just on this particular, on that particular.
It's not
rebuttal. It's actually clarification, and we all did notice that particular language that was in the county executive's transmittal, which is part of the reason that we have worked with the county attorney and provided him additional information regarding the bond acts and the capital budget that is approved with the HIF and New Homes Land Acquisition Fund dollars in it, and the language therein contained, in addition to going to the actual bonds offerings themselves. They are official statements of what they're called, and it is clear in those official statements that the language is broad, so it is consistent with the language that is in the capital budget, and it is the position that we've been taking that means there is no capital amendment. We are, that fight is not for today, but we are reserving the right to continue on to get that clarified, because as we have talked around this table, it would be inconsistent with the members that have expressed that, and I believe that was the majority that approved the stipulation, that dollars would be excluded or solely utilized for the stipulation order. So with that said, I will also want to withdraw my motion, because I certainly have colleagues run the table.
I haven't heard a motion, so we can pass on that.
I was just going to point to this exact same paragraph in the county executive's submittal letter that, just for the record, I find it very, very troubling to see this kind of language that says that should there be projects in the future that do not comply with the county's obligation to develop fair and affordable housing units pursuant to the stipulation, to not propose a capital budget amendment utilizing NHLAF and HIF. I find this extremely unsettling and very disturbing.
Mr. Harkin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. To the point that Judy and Marty just mentioned about future affordable housing, as my wife and I say, we haven't had that fight yet. And we will schedule a time to have that discussion, because it's been the bipartisan policy of this county, two administrations, several legislatures, to support affordable housing throughout Westchester County. To change that in one paragraph in a transmittal is unacceptable to this legislator, as I'm sure it is many people at this table. Having said that, on behalf of Legislator Kaplowitz, who represents the majority of Somers, and as someone who represents a portion of Somers, special thanks to both of you for expediting this, for the chair, and for all the folks of Somers who have put so much hard work into this. I would like to move this for both committees.
Mr. Chairman, can I just clarify the
I'll second that for work on my camp for housing.
All, on behalf of both committees for making the motion.
Yes.
Do I have a second?
A second for budget.
Second for budget by Mr. Pinto, seconded for housing and planning by Ms. Williams. Discussion on point.
I need to clarify my position.
Mr. Regas.
Make sure. I just want to make my position clear, point that I paragraph. I don't necessarily take the same position that Legislative Myers just took. I was pointing out for the record that county executive reserves the right not to propose. I think I don't find that unsettling or disturbing, whatever it was like. I'm just pointing out that that's, I would say it's a concern. I would think that's negative. County executive has the right to point that out. I think he was being appropriately to reserve the right. He's not saying he's not going to do it. He reserves his right not to propose it, and that is his right. I just want to point that out and say that's a policy discussion we'll have in the future. I don't want to take Judy's characterization. That's not my characterization. Of
I never said it was.
Well, you said, okay. Well, I want to make it clear that I just, it's an issue. I don't find it unsettling. I just, it's
that's
an issue.
That's good.
Okay.
I continue to find it unsettling.
That's fine.
Thank you. Any other members on point?
But that's, didn't mean to do anything.
Last chance. Hearing none, I'll call for a vote. For both committees, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Those abstaining or voting without prejudice? None. Let the record show that everyone present voted in favor of this. Please sign the package as it goes around, please. Do we have any other items to come before the committee at this point? If not, I'll accept a motion for adjournment.
I believe you have minutes, Mr. Chairman.
Don't move.
Wait.
We have minutes, too.
The question is whether we... Has anyone looked at the minutes?
Mm-hmm.
I did tell that people approve minutes without...
I read them. It's about partial.
Let's take a minute, please, and silently read, without moving your lips, the minutes. And the first person to finish reading them for real gets to say so.
I can't read without moving my lips.
Then put your hand over your mouth. Here.
I'm not on your committee.
So?
Yes.
Hello,
all right. Well, to review the housing needs, the Committee on Budget and Appropriations would consider the reappointment of CBAC members for two-year term. And you can see the name stated, and I know we're going to lose Barbara shortly, so I want to make sure that we are in agreement with this, and I am committed to meet with the committee as soon as possible.
Yeah. I don't know. Why are we losing Barbara?
Where does Barbara think she's going?
Losing her in a minute from this particular meeting.
Oh, for this meeting.
Sorry.
And I want to make sure that she gets appointed before she leaves.
Okay. So moved.
I'll second budget. And Mr. Moved by Mr. Jenkins. Second by
so
we're appointing the, reappointing the members of the CBAC.
All right.
And Wiley Harrison, who's new?
Yes, and his...
I saw that.
Yeah.
And again, I am committed to meet with the committee as soon as possible, hopefully this month. Moved by Mr. Jenkins, second by Mr. Pinto. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Reappointed and appointed. Thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you all for finally, after 5 years, as co-president of the Somers League. We really appreciate that. Thank you.
Wait till tonight.
Come back tonight.
Thank you, Supervisor Murphy.
All right. So appointments and reappointments are there. For discussion, Mr. Abinanti.
Parcel Q.
Parcel Q.
All right, cool.
This has been around so long, we could probably call it.
I know.
We could probably call it S. X. This is only declaring that the entire parcel is surplus, which it has been since its inception, because we just weren't going to use it for a road project. So therefore, I would move it just to declare it surplus.
Second. Okay, move by Mr. Benanti, second by Mr. Rogowski. Any comments from the members? I don't want to hear about you anymore, but anyway.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, just to report that the Committee on Housing and Planning has reviewed this matter substantially and has passed it out of the committee.
Okay.
Yeah. Moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Item passes.
Members of Housing and Planning, have you all now lip-read the So may I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Donner, second by Ms. Williams. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
I accept the motion to adjourn the House Committee on Housing and Planning. Moved by Mr. Donner, seconded by Mr. Harcum, who didn't know he did that. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And the motion carries. Thank you very much. Mr. Boland is passing out something that he referred to as an IET, but I don't think he
IGT.
Intergovernmental
Transfer.
IGT. Oh, the famous IGT.
The famous IGT.
Money, money.
We also have minutes for budget and appropriation. The motion is in order.
So move.
I'll second.
Well, then second, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
So, I'd just like to mention that we just received notification today of this IGT, which the county paid out the money on Friday. And we're just being notified now.
Say that again?
They paid it out Friday.
They spent the money without telling us?
And we're being notified now.
That's cool. A mere $15.75 million?
This is an IGT?
Yes.
Yeah.
Would you like to know about it before they send the money?
We're supposed to approve it.
Yeah.
But they've always been retro, unfortunately.
Well, considering the letter is dated March 25, don't give us a lot of time.
It's the same
qualifying language that the old letters all say, that the federal government may order this and screw you. But we have a legal opinion that says we're doing it right. Which we spent a lot of money for.
I wish George was here. Because
a moment ago.
Yeah, he knew when to leave.
You saw a bomb pass on that.
He knew when to leave.
I mean, the thing is, Mr. Chairman, I mean, we should have some level of notification that goes at least to you. And, yeah. I mean, I did not receive any as the chairman of the board either, and that this is, you know, completely unacceptable on the department, I guess, finance commissioner's part, to have this move without it coming, you know, at least before this committee.
Yeah, because I remember last time, right, of former Chairman Ryan, at least you had notice of this.
We went through this whole thing. We insisted on it. I mean, Commissioner Thorsberg is gone and gone for a while.
Yeah, he's 3 months.
And probably the arrangement died as she went out the door. The arrangement was not if they felt like it, that we were to be notified as soon as notification was received by the Finance Commissioner. In the absence of a notification coming from the Department of Health to both the administration and the Board of Legislators. That was apparently some type of Herculean feat to get the Board of Health to agree to. So our Finance Commissioner, the Department of Health. So anyway, the Finance Commissioner has been getting these, and the arrangement was that I would be notified immediately and the board would know. So here's the first one coming through, I guess, under a new administration, new commissioner, and they dropped the ball. So,
all right, this is my directive on this, and I know there's nobody.
Mr. Chairman, can I? This says that the payment is going to be made on March 7th.
April 7th.
And the money had to be in the bank April 6th.
So the money has to be in the bank April 6th, which is tomorrow. So they are giving us notice in advance of the. The date that they're going to withdraw it from our account. Why do we believe it was made on Friday?
The March 25th date on the letter.
Because Bob Owen just told us.
I just came back from a meeting at the hospital and the Finance Committee, in which they announced this, that the county had forwarded the money on Friday. And again, of course, I asked whether the board had been notified.
Well, no, but the state is taking it out early? Because according to this,
no.
It says the payment is scheduled to be made on April 7th via an EFT. I assume that's an
electronic fund transfer. Right?
The money has to get to the right place.
Before they pay it out, the offer share has to be
in the bank account.
We forwarded it to the bank account?
We forwarded to
the medical center.
Albany. our share goes to the Albany.
It says, please ensure these funds are on deposit in the state's bank account, used for weekly Medicaid local share transfer by April 6th.
So they did a Friday.
To make sure it's there. Mr. Chairman, Jenkins, tomorrow. Can we send a response to, regarding this issue signed by yourself and
you, Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, that we cannot accept this. I mean, otherwise, why do we get together in this table if we're not going to be informed about financial situations in this county?
Mr. Chairman, no problem. I will cause that letter to be done and sent. Immediately.
And Mr. Boland should be the immediate person. If they cannot reach you or myself, Mr. Boland should be aware that this is happening.
I was here
at the moment that is initiated.
Mr. Chairman, and I know that we were here, all of us were here, many of us were here on Friday until at least 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and we had a lot of business go back and forth where we were able to speak to various departments, so there was absolutely no reason that we did not have some level of notification, even if it was as simple as an email.
Yes,
I just wanted to let you know that the hospital had expected to get $51 million, and they got $31 million.
What was in their budget?
They don't budget, but they just tell you that they expect to receive. And they said they were going to receive $51 million. They got $31 million.
Is there a reason?
Any explanation why? From? Or is this only a partial payment?
No, this is it.
This is the dish payment.
This is from the year 2000.
Well, this is beginning to sound like something we need to know a lot more about than just
a simple phone call. Which
for not next week?
Well, this is for
a meeting on Thursday, Mr. Chairman.
I think they're scheduled for
Friday. Yeah.
We have a joint review committee meeting on Friday, I believe. I'm just checking with the members.
Yes, we have a special
We will also follow up on that, Mr. Chairman, and certainly report that back
like
to the members.
It seems like an appropriate thing to bring the Department of
We also waiting. We are actually waiting for a phone call back right now from Mr. Chairman. We are waiting for a call back from Michael Israel. As the administration, there is some meeting scheduled to discuss the corrections contract, with the administration, and we are strongly ensuring that the members of our joint review committee will be there to participate. So we're working through that as well.
Let me just say that I recall a discussion of this problem.
Which problem?
The shortfall of $20 million. And I'm trying to remember the exact details. I don't have my notes, but
I have my notes in the office. I'll go.
Yeah, I have them in the office as well. I believe there was some problem with some filings by the state.
Yeah.
If you recall that discussion. And they said that they were attempting to rectify a problem with state filings, which might result in a shortfall of monies.
Did this come out of the last meeting that was held?
Yeah, I think it did.
Last meeting? No.
It was two meetings before. Because you all were not here. It was the same.
The last one that I was at, I remember this discussion.
This is February.
They held a meeting, some of us, at least. I was still in Washington, D.C. the morning of it.
No, I came back for the one. Actually, I was here for the one.
We were here, but it wasn't discussed.
So it wasn't discussed at that meeting.
It was a meeting before that they had a discussion of
some
problem with the state filings.
All right, so we were on notice then that they might be 20 million short.
Yes.
Well, it was a discussion with JRC, but they were still trying to work it out. They were hoping that they would succeed.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not blaming anybody, but the point is we have, some members of the board through the JRC, had some problems. So this is nothing. I mean, I didn't know about it, but I don't care. Members of the board knew about it, but our budget committee chair, he's concerned.
No.
The board had noticed through mechanism. Done. It's not an issue to start writing letters. How come we didn't?
Right.
We were on notice. End of story. Maybe that money information should have been transmitted to the budget.
Well, we didn't know when it was coming. We didn't know when.
Well, it wasn't.
That's
this
a different issue.
It's a different issue.
It's not the issue of when it's coming. It's the issue of how much the amount
was. I know, but the $20 million shortfall, the board was on notice that there might be a shortfall of $20 million. End of story.
They were right. Yeah, we had that discussion, right?
All right. I guess we have different members with different recollections also. The budget committee is clear. The way this is typically discussed is there's an expectation on the part of the medical center that the federal government, working through the state as a conduit, that money will be made available, and they give us an estimated amount. it's a far cry from saying that that's it, that is coming without doubt, that is coming, and the transfers and all the transactions are imminent. This discussion usually is at the conclusion of a fiscal year, the beginning, the onset of a new one, and they lay out what they expect they will get throughout the entire upcoming fiscal year. And then as the year goes on, these things happen. The when you look at our decision making, at the time when an estimate is thrown out there, oh, in 2010 we expect $50 million. If there is any brakes to be put on the process, that would be an appropriate time for the government to say, well, we're not so sure we want to get involved as the matching partner this time. So you know, there are kind of points along the way where we can kind of either reaffirm our policy or change it. In this particular case, from the beginning, even when we had things that we could apply the payments to, and in the period thereafter when we weren't able to, and we're operating under a legal opinion that says that what we're doing now is permissible, at no time have we sat here and said we no longer want to be involved as the local government that provides the local match. And so the problem, as I see it, as we've kind of said that we're agreeable to doing these things throughout the year, the problem, as I see it, is reestablishing at least an earlier notification for the Board of Legislators that this is coming through, that the transactions are imminent. Absent that, there isn't anything more to discuss until we get to a point where we want to reevaluate whether or not our position is to continue to participate here or not.
And Bob, as soon as we get this notice, every legislator should have a copy on their box, you know, so that at least, or email for me, doesn't matter, whatever works. But that everybody should be on notice, at least I didn't know. No. All right, any other business to come before this committee?
Just one. Last week we had the discussion on the IMA with Peekskill, retroactive to 208-0209. I shared that with Bob. We did get some information from the Correction Commissioner, Chiverko. What happened was on the IMA, the monies were transposed. Instead of saying 370, it said 307. So that's where it's all correct. It was 390, I found. And that's what the correction had to be, and they did have the funds. So we said we'd get back to the Budget Committee before the vote tonight. Right. And it was just a typo transposition of the figures. And it was all taken care of. Bob and his group were happy with the answers.
Thank you. All right. Yes, Ms. Freshman.
The new, what's her name, Marianne?
Anne Marie Berg.
Anne Marie. Can we request, I mean, she's new, I don't know, you know, what but her and the other financial director, they were here once, and, you know, right after they got appointed. Can we have them here and state to them that we want and what we need, and give them the benefit of the doubt that they're right. New and they're taking orders from up there, but we have to pass budgets, we have to vote, and we would appreciate them knowing that we want to know everything. Have them come to the next meeting.
No. They were actually here, right, for a meeting regarding the potential shortfall in our budget. But this would just reiterate our
previous agreement with them.
Our previous agreement, and that's what the letter is going to say, Bernie. So
okay.
Now and they have been communicating. It's I think we may be missing it somewhere else, but we're going to reiterate that one, definitely. We have some receive on files items 8-1, 8-2, 8-3, and 8-15. Moved by Mr. Burns, second by Mr. Pinto.
But can you say them again, please?
8-1. 8-1, 8-2, 8-3, 8-15.
Where do you see them?
You don't want to
on the back 36. The middle of the agenda.
Yeah, I got a blank.
Yep. And 36 and 37, then we'll get eligible
it's
now.
Because 3 months in our agenda without any further activity. All right, move this.
Mr. Alvarado, is there another? Is there more to this? These are. These are communications from the county executive. These are the only communications that we have pending.
Yeah.
Really.
That's the whole.
No, I mean from all sources.
Yeah,
I just looked at the wrong one.
Yeah, that's it.
I can't be.
I know.
I've got a referral sitting here on a charter revision commission. Where is that?
It's not in this committee yet.
Budget. It was referred from the full board to this committee.
It is. Bill.
All right.
I've been asked only to save paper, so I can only give you a thing. Here's the complete. This minus complete.
Okay, so as I suggested, there are more referrals that are in front of this committee. All right, well.
All right, moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? I think you're right, Mr. Ryan.
I mean, how the hell are you going to know about it? Yeah. Unless you can look at the list.
Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded. All in favor?
All right.
Stand adjourned.
Okay. Bill, you need that.
Do you want 11:10 if you want to do that?
Oh, okay. Are we doing that?
Yeah. 11:10.
All right. Where are you doing it? Sarah's office? It's at Sarah's office?
Marty, right after that.
Okay.
Yeah, right after that.
Oh, it's a radio interview about the Indian.
Oh.
But then let you...